From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, I'm Reginald Hardwick. A severe storm that swept through central Illinois yesterday could leave many without power through Saturday. In Springfield, nearly 21,000 people served by city, water, light, and power are in the dark. Ameren, Illinois, says 94,000 customers are without electricity. Tucker Kennedy is a spokesperson for Ameren. He says he hasn't seen a storm like this in his decade-plus time at the utility company.
This is undoubtedly the most significant wide-ranging weather event that we have seen that caused the most number of outages in the shortest amount of time.
2,000 workers, including 20 out-of-state crews, are working to restore power throughout the state. Three of the largest nursing homes in Danville lost power during yesterday's storm. Debbie DuBois is the admissions director at Hawthorne Inn. She says they gathered residents in a common area to play games and sing.
We just got limited lighting and stuff like that. And so we got them all down to the downtown plaza. They were passing out popsicles for everybody to cool off with those. We had the doors open and fans blowing.
Du Bois says the power returned around dinner time yesterday, but the electricity is still off at Garden View Manor. They are currently using a backup generator for power. OSF Medical Group says its offices at 707 and 800 North Logan in Danville are closed due to a lack of power. The city of Danville also says all city parks are closed until further notice. Urbana Public Works will begin picking up tree limbs and brush debris starting Monday morning. And Champaign-Urbana has opened 8 cooling centers for people who need a place to go on hot and humid days. We have a live blog with storm damage resources on our website, illinoisnewsroom.org. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we could see more storms Saturday.
The most likely time to see severe weather across central Illinois is probably going to be during that classic time frame from around 3 p.m. in the afternoon, going through the late afternoon into the early evening hours, with the severe risk probably tapering off after dark. But it's especially that late afternoon, early evening time frame that we expect to see the highest coverage of severe thunderstorms across central Illinois.
Tomorrow's forecast, partly cloudy, with showers and thunderstorms likely and a high of 87. Sunday, mostly cloudy, with showers and thunderstorms likely, but the high will only be 80 degrees. I'm Reginald Hardwick, Illinois Public Media.